America independent? Question mark. Once again, Americans will gather for parades at parks, in bars, and at homes to celebrate the 4th of July holiday, a date marking American independence. Politicians will add heat to the summer air with lofty and lying oaths to the people about freedom, liberty, and the American way. President George W. Bush, whom writer and critic Arundhati Roy deliciously calls Bush the Lesser, will undoubtedly give a variation of his threadbare stump speech about freedom, about American values, or some other kind of blather that some extremely well-paid aide has written for him to poorly deliver. Americans, delirious in the Day of Independence, will exercise their freedom by getting drunk and eating until they pass out from the carboprotein load. Several days ago, the U.S. Supreme Court decided the long-awaited Hamdi versus Rumsfeld case and Rasul versus Bush, dealing with multinational detainees held in the Guantanamo Bay U.S. naval brig. In Hamdi, Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote for the court's majority, quote, "We have long made clear that a state of war is not a blank check when it comes to the rights of the nation's citizens." The majority opinion added, "The threats to military operations posed by a basic system of independent review are not so weighty as to trump a citizen's core rights to challenge meaningfully the government's case and to be heard by an independent adjudicator," unquote. The Hamdi and Rasul opinions seem to open the courthouse door to hundreds of people accused of being so-called enemy combatants by the Bush administration. The rulings caused an explosion of praise from the media elites and others like lawyers and law professors who praised the court as the greatest protectors of U.S. liberty against tyranny. Lost in the applause, however, was a ruling embraced by a majority, 5 members of the court. The government can detain Americans like Yasser Hamdi, who is, after all, an American citizen, because of the U.S. president's declaration of enemy combatant status and the congressional resolution supporting the president made after 9/11. Several days before Independence Day, the nation's highest court ruled that Americans can be detained without trial and without charges for an undetermined period of time, as long as habeas corpus writs are available. I don't know about you, but this is breathtaking. Americans are about as free as the president allows them to be. Happy Independence Day. Independence in a nation where over 2 million people, men, women, and children, are held in prisons. The most imprisoned people on earth. Happy Independence Day. Where for black Americans, driving, jogging, walking, and standing still on your own doorstep while black is far too often a capital crime. Happy Independence Day, where independence of the mind by a true liberating education is virtually impossible for millions of black, brown, and poor white kids in the richest nation in the history of the world. Happy Independence Day, when the government, under the so-called Patriot Act, can rifle through the homes, files, and papers of people at will. Happy Independence Day, indeed. Intake. Americans can celebrate Independence Day, but they can't celebrate independence. The government is increasingly intrusive and growing more and more so every single day. We would do well to heed the wisdom of that great German writer, Johann von Goethe, who observed, "None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free." From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.